Okay, our final case this morning is number 17-1436, In Re Dai. Mr. Wang.
May I please the court? I'm George Wang for appellant. In this case, the Board of PTO made two errors, which requires reversal. First, the Board improperly shifted the burden of proof to the appellant before the examiner made a prima facie case that the claimed invention is impatentable. Second, the Board...
Your argument in the brief seems to rest on the notion that the board erroneously found that Maida discloses a single chip that has everything on it except for one item. But in fact, if you look at 27 and 28 of the appendix, which is the examiner's answer, which was approved by the board, the examiner makes clear, responding to the argument that Maida doesn't disclose such a chip, that it still would have been obvious even though you would have to put things on the chip which Maida doesn't explicitly disclose.
I believe that the board never get the issue of obviousness. And I will bring back to the second error the board met. And the board adopted in its entirety the examiner's finding of facts and the conclusion of the law without knowing what is the examiner's findings and the conclusions. I think they're confused with anticipation and obviousness in this case. For that, I would like to...
The board did issue a decision, right? The board issued a decision?
The board issued a decision adopting the examiner's conclusions as its own. And for that,
What's wrong with the examiner's conclusions as adopted by the board?
Because that never made a prima facie case of obviousness. And I'd like to direct the court's attention to the appendix, page 4. Last paragraph, where the board stated, I quote, in particular, opponents have not provided persuasive evidence to distinguish pixel electrodes and the driver circuit formed on a semiconductor substrate taught by Maida from the integrated color L-cos display chip as claimed. And that statement implies that the examiner had made a prima facie case that Maida disclosed something that is indistinguishable from the chip as claimed. The question is, where in the record can you find that the examiner made such a case? The answer is nowhere.
Well, the examiner on pages 3 and 4 of the answer, which are cited by the board, made a determination that even though Maida doesn't disclose putting all of these things, save one item, on a chip, that it would have been obvious to do that. And what's wrong with the examiner's conclusion in that respect?
That examiner's incorrectness is that the examiner never recognized that the difference between the claimed chip is the single chip that the integrate several functionalities in a single chip.
That's not true. I mean, he specifically recites that argument that you made on Appendix 27, and then he says he doesn't agree with it. Even though Maida doesn't disclose having all these things on a single chip, it would have been obvious to combine them onto a single chip because Maida talks about combining various features onto a chip.
Excuse me, paragraph are you referring?
Page 28, the examiner disagrees with appellant's premises and conclusion.
Yes, the examiner, of course, always disagrees. But for example, we...
But that's... You asked me which paragraph. I'm just identifying which paragraph.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's not that language. It's the language in the rest of the paragraph. That it would have been obvious to one of ordinary skill in the art at the time of the invention to try to integrate the display chip on a single chip or plural chips with reasonable expectation of success.
On the record, there's nothing there to show that it is obvious to take the opponent from Glenn into the MIDA device. But that is not even the most important thing in this case. In this case, the difference, the major difference is that the MIDA device is seven separate, physically separate component. Our device is a single chip. That's the focus we try to make it clear to the examiner.
That was the exact argument that the examiner was responding to. He said, I disagree with that. And he explains why.
The examiner disagree with that. The examiner citing paragraph 6 of a MIDA reference. And if you look at the paragraph 6 of a MIDA reference, that paragraph 6 refers to a component, which is just one a component which is necessary to display the to perform the function of a single chip. Actually, that paragraph 6 refers to a the L-course display device, which is corresponding to RGB, which is corresponding to one of the five components resulted in the claim, which is also paragraph 6 is not the entire MIDA device. It's one of seven MIDA device component. So there, the examiner confused the part of the component with the entire component, which is the relationship between what is disclosed in paragraph 6 and the MIDA device itself is a part versus a whole. That's the difference. And the as you can see clearly, the board even not get clear. He said it said ask us to rebuttal the examiner's position, but the examiner never said that the claimed the MIDA has disclosed that device, which comprises every element recited in the claim. And how can we rebut something that is not even put forward by the examiner? And from that same sentence in the decision, also implies that the examiner's rejection was made of section 102 anticipation, and the record indicated otherwise. The examiner rejected the claim under section 103 obviousness. He never made any anticipation rejections, and with that, the board shortcut the analysis process. The board never goes to address the issues that is related to the obviousness. For example, that there's no motivation to incorporate the two reference. And also, the MIDA reference itself has passages, that has teachings that are teaching away from integration into a single chip. Because for the purpose of the MIDA device, it cannot be integrated in the single device. And the opponent device, as recited in the claim, is a single device. So, because of those errors, the board's decision cannot be correct. And he never goes into, get into the issues that raised by the opponent, the issues before the board. Subject to any questions you may have, I'll reserve my time for rebuttal.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wang. Mr. Borman.
May it please the court. This is the way I see this case. Appellant cites the or claims that the novel feature of their application is the idea of chip integration. The examiner looked to the MIDA reference found that it disclosed multiple instances of chip integration, not necessarily the specific components described in the claim, but still found that based on those references, it would have been obvious to one of ordinary skill to try to integrate the display circuit recited in Claim 8. And this was, as Your Honor stated, this was in the examiner's answer on appendix pages 27 and 28.
Well, looking at Claim 8, I mean, does a claim even limit all of this to a single chip? Does it say that? Is a single chip claimed on here?
This was kind of what the story of the prosecution. The original claim just said at the beginning a color Elkos display chip.
And it changed it to an integrated.
Exactly. It's the word integrated that implies that it's on a single chip. And that was added after the final rejection. So the office has treated this as claiming all these components on a single
chip. And the examiner addressed this issue as well.
Yes. After the final rejection and advisory action, the examiner cited multiple instances and made a reference disclosing chip integration. And then, as we talked about in the examiner's answer, provided a rationale for why one of ordinary skill would find this obvious, which the board adopted. And the thing that I was always looking for in this case was there was nothing in the application, nothing in the briefing to the board, nothing in the briefing to this court explaining why integrating these components couldn't have been done in the prior art, what problem was overcome by this application, why this was just a novel feature. Given the lack of any claim that chip integration, that they solved some problem that allowed for chip integration, I think it's sufficient to look at these prior art look at the prior art instances of chip integration and say that given that, it would have been obvious for one of ordinary skill in the art to try to integrate these claim components. There's nothing further.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Foreman. Mr. Wang, anything more?
The first issue I'd like to address, my friend raised the amendment. Amendment on this case is unnecessary. The opponent amended this claim because we just tried to get to avoid unnecessary dispute on that, because originally it's reciting a chip. A chip, by definition, is integrated service. There's nothing complicated about that. But the examiner initially didn't see that. Once we argued that, he said, you didn't say integrated. We say, it's on the record that the chip, by the definition, what is the chip, which is in the record. And in addition, otherwise the examiner will say this is a new matter. There's no new matter raised by the examiner. The second issue, the counsel for PTO, again, is just like the board, shift the burden. He asked the applicant to say why this integration is non-obvious instead of, I think, the law requires the patent office to come forward to carry out a prima facie case of why this chip integration is obvious. That he hadn't done. Nothing in the record. In the record you can show we have distinguished the claim of the chip from paragraph 6. Paragraph 6 is a two component. It's the pixel combined with the circuit, which just turn the pixel on and off, which is only part of several functionality which is incorporated in the claim of the chip. So how can the board seems to suggest that chip, paragraph 6, is indistinguishable from what is claimed? It is just, if anyone read that, you would know that they're just a part versus a whole. And I would emphasize the component referenced in META paragraph 6 is corresponding to RGB executive circuit, recited in the claim. That is one of the five specific components recited in the claim. Also, paragraph the component, the circuit, the integrated chip referenced in paragraph 6 is also one of the seven component, the MIDAS device that has seven separate ones. That the paragraph 6 component is just one of the seven. So the board based its decision on the examiner's finding that the chip referenced in paragraph 6 is indistinguishable from what was recited in claim 8, that is a sole independent claim in this case. That is clearly incorrect. And also, counsel addressed that the reason why that the seven different things, you try to integrate them in a single chip, is obvious thing. As in his in the red brief, that said it's a design choice. It is it's not. And integrating circuitry on a chip is not like you plug in the Lego blocks and always involve the modification of the underlying circuit. And there is a clear reference in the record, in the MIDA reference itself, the reference recited as by the examiner as obviousness. There is a... it's on the appendix, page 43. There, the MIDA reference itself says what I reading at is the paragraph 10 of MIDA reference. What that says that I just read it. In order to equalize the length of signal lines to plural liquid crystal display panel, respectively, a circuit for increased frame frequency and the liquid crystal panel drive control circuit for controlling the liquid crystal panel are disposed on separate circuit board to be independent from other circuit. And the reference continues with such arrangement, it is possible to suppress the problems of noise and EMI, EMC, which stands for electromagnetic interference, electromagnetic compatibility. In other words, as a person of ordinary skill in the art would understand, any circuit will carry with it a some amount of electromagnetic field. If when you integrate them on a single chip, there will interference. And a certain circuit is okay, you can put them together, but some may not be okay. And the in this case, it's just the MIDA says for his device, you cannot integrate them on the single circuit. Then if you do, there was the issue of the interference. And there are numerous examples, which I cited in my gray brief, that, for example, the circuit with a large capacitor, you cannot be integrated into with other circuitries. There were too much inference. So there's
okay, thank you, Mr. Wang. We're out of time. Thank both counsel.